You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Every second Friday of the month, we normally do a hobby zone, and today I've got the fabulous Wendy Whitaker in the studio with me, and we're going to be talking about mosaic as a hobby. So hello, Wendy, and welcome to Zone Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Okay.
Okay, you'd have to move a bit closer to that microphone. Okay. There we go. So it's not often that I get a chance to talk to my hairdresser about a hobby, because hairdressing isn't your hobby; it's your business. But doing mosaicing, I don't know if you, is mosaicing the correct word to use?
Yes.
Is it? Okay. Because when I Googled it, it didn't look right. So.
No, it is mosaicing.
Okay. All right. So is that a hobby for you, or is it more than a hobby?
It's a little more than a hobby. Mm-hmm. I do competitions.
Yes.
And I do commission for people.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hobby in the beginning, but yes. Then everybody liked my work. So I started getting commissions and asking, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I come teach at little schools and places like that? So it just, and then it just became my passion to do it.
Yeah.
As my kids moved out, my hobby shop got bigger. Because I've got a bedroom full of hobbies.
Oh, have you? You've got a bedroom and your garden as well.
Yes, everywhere.
You've got lots of workspace at your place, which is really nice. Yes, yeah. So did you notice that I blow-dried my hair especially for today? Did you?
It looked so nice.
Oh, don't lie.
Did you notice I made myself all neat for you too? And I got makeup on, which I never wear.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. So let's talk about what mosaicing actually is. If somebody doesn't know anything about it, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as cutting little bits of glass into tiny pieces and putting them in a picture like a puzzle. Because you have to have form. You can't just take a piece of glass and cut it up and put it down. It's got to have movement and things like that. So it can be very boring if a person doesn't have that eye for it, because I do know a lot of people find it boring. But if you have an eye for it and you can move it like a puzzle or make a picture with tiny bits of glass, stone, old cups, things like that, that is mosaicing.
Okay. So you don't have to go out and buy a whole lot of equipment. You can actually use broken bits and pieces that you've got at home to start practicing.
Yes.
Okay.
You can. Right. Broken plates, china,
glass,
mirror, old mirror. If you break a mirror, use that. Not 7 years of bad luck. It's 7 years of mosaicing, because it's big pieces.
There we go.
But just use anything.
Okay. But okay, so you use it and you paste it onto what? Does it have to be anything, the underneath of it, the board or whatever that you're going to use? Does it have to be something specific? It's got to be quite heavy to hold.
Yes.
Right.
There's specific board for outdoors that you can get. Then you can just use any board that isn't going to flop once you put it on, because mosaics are quite heavy.
Yeah.
Because then, I mean, once you've stuck your mosaics down, you've got to put grout. So you've got to be careful that your board isn't too thin. But you can use any board for it, unless it's outside. You just go to the hardware store and you ask them for outdoor board. And
something that's weatherproof.
Yeah.
Okay.
We use a specific board for our competitions and things like that.
I would imagine you can't use a board that's too heavy then, because your tiles or whatever you're going to use are already heavy. So if you make it too heavy, it's just going to come crashing down off the wall, won't it?
Depends how you put it up.
Okay. All right.
If you're going to screw it into the wall, it won't fall down.
Okay.
But if you're just going to hang it on like a piece, it'll fall down. Because, I mean, I do surfboards with mosaics.
Oh, wow.
And we just put holes through the wall, the surfboard through the wall.
Okay.
And that's heavy.
Mm.
And they don't come down.
That's an interesting. So someone who loves surfing and they've got an old surfboard they can no longer use, you can decorate it nicely for them.
Yes, I've done quite a few. There's a pub also in Komaki that has a whole lot of mine.
Okay.
All my surfboards. I do a lot of commissions for people in Komaki who want old surfboards done in style, and they give me the picture. They give me the picture of what they want.
Okay.
And then I just do my own and sell them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration from? I mean, you've got to start off with an idea. You can't just sort of sit there with a blank board and decide, I'm going to stick this piece here, that piece there, or can you?
Yeah, you can. I go on Pinterest, and I see all the ideas there. Mm. Or I'll just be sitting on my own and thinking, and just wake up and think, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to do Bob Marley today on a surfboard. Then I'll go and look for a nice Bob Marley picture, and then I'll draw it onto the board and do that. It's just how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have to be artistic in order to do mosaicing?
I think you have to.
Okay. Because I've seen you can also make, you can go and buy those boxes, tissue boxes or.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's just putting tiles on in different colors. You don't have to be that artistic.
No, you don't have to be that artistic, but in the mosaic world, you will find out very quickly if you are, if you aren't, because there's a lot of mosaicers out there.
Yes,
and it's quite a tough world when you start doing competitions and that with mosaicers,
because
there are fantastic people out there that work.
Okay, but we're really talking about it as a hobby today for people who are looking for something to fill their time at home if they're feeling a little bit bored or whatever. So it is a nice therapeutic way, isn't it?
Very.
Because you can just sit there and get lost in your piece.
Yes, you can. You can just go and buy a few pieces and cut them, and then you can do like what's those coasters and things like that.
Yes.
If you start off small. It'll actually help you go out there and buy more to do more hobbies.
Yeah,
your pot plants outside. That's I love doing the pot plants outside. You know, I just look at that. Oh, it's so boring, and then I'll just mosaic it. You can actually use.
Can you use a plastic pot?
Yes,
can
you?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
You just get that special plastic glue, and then you get the stuff, the tile stuff. And you stick it on, paste it on, and then you stick your mosaics on there.
Okay. So is the oh, sorry, I just bashed the microphone with my glasses. So if anyone heard that noise, I apologize. Is it a special grout that you have to buy, or can you just go to a hardware store?
No, you can buy any grout.
Okay. So I see a question has popped up. Let me just see what it is. Do you need any special tools? Yeah, I was going to get to that. Thank you. You need a tile cutter, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
A tile cutter, which you can buy at any craft shop.
Okay. Are they expensive? Is it an expensive hobby to start?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an expensive hobby.
Okay.
I think they range from 150 rand. You can get them at the hardware store, just the basic one.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fantastic present in December from Australia. Mm-hmm. My friend bought me the diamond of all mosaic cutters.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, but just the ordinary mosaic cutter.
So you can't just use like an ordinary pair of pliers or anything like that, because you're going to end up with a shattered piece,
yes,
aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is so special about the tile cutter? It's
it's got like two wheels on it. So you stick your piece of mosaic in it, and you got to have strong hands, by the way.
So if you're arthritic like me, not a good hobby.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. And then you just press it, and it cuts it. There are lots of other things like cutters that work off electricity and that, but
yeah,
it doesn't do the same thing, because mosaic is using your hands and cutting it into that shape with your hands.
Okay, so you have the shape in mind before you start cutting.
Yes.
Okay. I can see I would botch this up terribly. So you need a tile cutter. You need to go and buy mosaics. Unless you're going to use broken bits of things around the house.
Yes.
Then again, you would need a tile cutter, because the piece that you might have broken might be too big. Hey?
Yeah.
So you still need to cut it with a tile. Can you cut something like an old teacup with a tile cutter?
Yeah, you can also, if you want really small pieces, put it in a pillowcase.
Oh.
And give it a little smack with a hammer.
Oh, really?
And then just be careful, because it does splinter.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Okay.
Then you won't need a tile cutter, but then you would have to use what you've got.
Yes.
If you want to cut them smaller. But if you hit them just on their own, they will splinter. So you must put them in something.
Okay.
Like a pillowcase.
Yeah, and then you could end up blind as well, because you could end up with a whole lot of glass in your eyes. Yeah. Not a wise thing to do.
No.
Okay, so where would one go and buy the supplies for mosaicing from?
Well, I go to town.
Okay.
To get them, but the craft shop in the mall here sells them.
Mm-hmm.
They sell small packs because okay. I do such big quantities of mosaic work.
You need to buy in bulk.
I go to the factory or I buy in bulk.
Okay.
And a lot of people can, they sometimes come to my house to mm-hmm. buy some because I have a huge craft room.
Okay.
And they come and get some mosaics from me.
And if you want to just start with those boxes or coasters and that, you can buy them ready cut in, is it like a plywood?
Yes, it's a plywood.
Do you know where people could buy those from?
P&A.
Oh, okay. Is that the only
P&A
place?
P&A sell them, yeah.
Okay. Because they're quite expensive, I must say. I've looked at them before. They're not that cheap.
But, I mean, you could go down to that value shop there and get, like, wood and make it yourself.
Okay.
Or,
if you're a carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would botch that one up. Do you paint first and then put your tiles on if you're doing those boxes and so on? Do you first paint a color or do you paint them afterwards?
No, because that's a special wood. So you just glue them on with wood glue.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use different types of glue, but I just use the plain old wood glue.
Okay.
And then you put your mosaic grout on.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different grouts. It's a normal grout, like the one that you do at the wall, and then there's a mosaic grout, which has got like a glue in it, so it'll seal them.
Okay.
And then you grout, then you dry, and then you clean that off, and then you grout about three times because the grout sinks.
Okay.
And then you just seal it with a sealer. If you're not going to put it outside, you don't have to seal it.
Okay.
Because your grout has got the sealer in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy to do those boxes.
Okay. Mm. All right. So I hope we've given people a bit of inspiration. But now let's talk about your competitions that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's interesting for people to know what you can go forward with this hobby. So there are sorts of competitions you can enter. How does that all work?
Yes. Well, there's a group. It's called Mosaics of South Africa Association. Mm-hmm. Where we belong to, you have to send in a piece and then they assess it to see if you are good enough to be in the group. And then every year they have a very big show and a very big competition and then some judges come in, the big shots come in.
Okay.
And they judge your work and then they grade you.
Oh, okay.
Depending on how high your marks are, you get graded. So every year if I'm a novice, then I will have to enter the novice because I didn't get high enough marks.
Okay.
But if I've got over 70%, then I will work with the bigger guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then every month we have a challenge and then we get marks for the challenge and we get points.
Okay.
So all those points go to the end of the year.
Right.
But you have to be a member to enter this.
Okay.
And then...
Do you have to pay a membership fee?
Yes,
okay.
You have to pay a membership fee.
All right.
But once you're a little bit bigger, then it's just automatic.
Mm.
Because like a lot of the big mosaicers, they don't do the monthly things with us.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the big competitions and the big prizes, then they enter and then they walk off with our prizes and it's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
Yeah.
You need an amateur club as well where you can do the same thing, similar. Yeah,
yeah. They must join us every month because there's quite a lot of us all over.
Okay. And where do you meet? Do you meet?
No, we don't.
Oh,
we do it online.
Okay.
Yeah, we work online. You send in...
So you send a photograph of your piece of work.
Yes,
okay.
But the yearly competition, you have to send your piece in.
Okay.
And then if your piece came in the year, the 12 pieces, they also can go in. And then they also get sold.
Okay.
It's normally in Joburg.
Right.
Our pieces get sent up there.
Okay. And have you won any?
No, I've never won anything, but I've got very high marks.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not only about winning, it's about gaining that confidence and getting the recognition as
because
well.
Because there's about four judges, and each judge gives you a mark, tells you what they think of your work, how they think of it, what you should be doing and what you shouldn't do, And I'm always wild. My work is wild.
Okay.
My pieces need to be closer, like this. But I always think that you need to have the gaps. So, you know, every mosaic is different.
Yeah.
Where a lot of their
pictures. It's about how you see it.
Yes. Yeah. Theirs look like paintings. Mine looks like a mosaic because it's got parts, pieces.
Okay. I've seen some of your work. It's absolutely beautiful. I've just had a comment that's come in from Noel. He says, Wendy made a wonderful plaque for my ethereal butterfly healing business for our home in Capri. I absolutely love it. And he sent me a picture of it. It's beautiful. We'll put that on our Facebook page if that's okay, Noel. Can we do that? Just let me know. I think that's absolutely beautiful. I've seen your angel that you've done, and you've got stuff hanging up in your salon as well.
Yeah. The one with the flowers now, that's for the final year. Last year we missed the yearly competition, but this year I've been working on that one for a whole year. This is it. I'm going to win this one.
You are. You are. We're giving you the vibes right here and now. Well. And there was another piece that you did, which was almost, it was an eye that was crying with an African
flag. Oh, that
flag.
Was a South African, when in COVID, we had to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was how we thought. The funny thing is I did a doctor with angel wings. He was praying.
Mm-hmm.
And we entered down here, but I never got any recognition on it with the group.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, then there was a whole thing. Everybody all over the world could enter something how they felt about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And funny enough, I got first place with my work.
Well done.
All over, yeah. That's that one.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah,
but there wasn't anything to win. It was just you were recognized because COVID.
Sometimes it's not always about winning. It's that recognition that means more, especially as an artist, because you get criticized a lot, don't you, as an artist?
Yes.
And then to get that recognition is very special.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Wendy, do you offer classes?
I do. I do. Kids come around. I show them. I do have some adults. Mm-hmm. I show them, but you know, I can't sit still, so I have to walk around and teach you and show you. So, not really.
Not really.
Not really. But if you're prepared to sit while I'm working and concentrate on your piece, and I'll come watch you and things like that,
you'd be willing to do it.
Yeah.
So, how do people get hold of you?
Well, I'm on Queen Bee. I've got Queen Bee Hiring and Mosaics, because I have other things that I do. You can go on there, or you can just phone me on my cell number.
Do you want to give out your number?
073-132-1380.
Just repeat that.
073-132-1380.
132-1380. Okay, we're going to have a podcast of this interview, folks, up on our website. So if you miss the contact details, you can take a listen there, and we'll also have it on the post as well. So what else can you share about the joy of doing mosaic as a hobby?
As a hobby, it just gives me time out. I love going in the evening and just sitting, and because you can't think about anything else, because if you do, you cut yourself. So I know when I've got lots of cuts on my fingers, it's not
working.
You
weren't concentrating.
I wasn't concentrating, or I'm too tired.
Mm-hmm.
But it just gives me that peace when I go and sit in my art room and do mosaics.
And you do different things. I mean, because I come to your salon, I always see the stuff around in your garden. I mean, I saw a pair of, what are those, model legs? I mean, I just think you're very unique and quite inspirational with, you know, with your, you're unique. That's the word I'm looking for, because it's not your everyday kind of mosaic that you're going to see at your place. So does nature inspire you ever, or is it?
Yes, because I mean, my husband and my son surf. So I've always got surfboards. I'm busy. I do surfboards all the time. I'm mosaicing on surfboards. Because people drop off their old surfboards, and the guy up the road that fixes surfboards, he'll say, Wendy, I've got a whole lot of old ones for you, and they're in my garden. And I just, you know, if you sit outside, I do mosaics outside. I love doing sunflowers. I've just made quite a few sunflowers for my friend, which I have to deliver. Keep forgetting. for a wall. So
outdoor things. Sunflowers made out of mosaic.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Big ones for a wall.
Wow.
And then the surfboards, I love the sea. So I love the dolphins. And I do a lot of kombis.
Okay.
On surfboards, sitting on the beach with their surfboards. I've done quite a few of those. And sharks.
You're not doing the actual combi. You're doing
on the combi.
Okay, all right.
I know up country there's a foxy that I want to go see. Right. In mosaics. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's in Eisner or something. Oh. That's where all the mosaics are mainly.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So here's a question. What would a starter kit. I keep saying kiss. I don't know why. I must be wanting a kiss somewhere. starter kit comprise of? So I think we kind of touched on it, but let's just go through what someone would need to get to start.
Okay. Your board, first of all, the idea of what you want to do, that is the most important because you have to go buy your colors.
Yes.
So I would
Okay, so you need the idea first.
The idea first. Mm-hmm. And then if you're really, really serious about it, get your cutter because the cutter is about, I think it's about 250 rand. So it's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mosaics.
Mm-hmm.
And a small thing of glue.
And you say you use wood glue.
Wood glue, yeah.
So would craft glue work?
Craft glue would work.
Okay.
But I just find glue on wood, it's a lot stronger than the craft glue.
Okay. When you first put your glue down and then you put your tiles down, can you use your hands or do you need special tweezers or?
No, I use my hands.
Oh, okay.
Your hands, yeah.
All right. And if you're working with tiny little pieces?
Your hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Without cutting
I use
them.
Little, toothpicks.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's why my hands always look a mess. I have to say, sorry when I give the money at Pick and Pay. My hands are black. Sorry. They're not dirty. But I just use a toothpick or a little stick.
Mm-hmm.
The tweezer, I shake a lot. So I can't, the tweezer, the things go flying.
Okay.
But just,
yeah, a little toothpick. So
yeah, a toothpick.
Okay.
To push it into place.
And, okay, so we've got the wood, we've got the tiles, we've got the tile cutter, we've got the glue, need the grout as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said a sealer if it's going to be for outside.
Outside,
what sort of sealer would you need?
You can varnish it if you want it to shine.
Okay.
But if you just want a matte, there's a sealer that you can get at, called the hardware store down
here. All right.
It says the sealer for grout.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So a grout sealer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if it's something I should try, but maybe I would like to. I try just so many different things. I end up with all these different things around the house and I never ever finish anything. I'm the worst. I'm one of those frustrated hobbyists. I keep trying different things and never stick to one.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. I do
hobbies in between. So, okay. I mean, I've got other stuff in between.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they'll say, okay, your piece needs to be in tomorrow. And at nighttime, I'm sitting there crying because I forgot to finish off my mosaic piece because I was busy with this and that. So I'm also all hobbies. I've got everything.
Okay. Mm. Oh, really? Yeah. But you've got the space for it. I don't really. So it kind of takes up my whole office, which is a bit of a pain.
Yeah, no, I took one of my kids' rooms. As she left, I moved in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's
no coming back.
No coming back. Nope. Just my craft room.
Okay, good. Well, you need one of those. You really do. So what's next on the cards for you? You've got this competition coming up, you said.
Yeah.
Okay, when is that?
I think it's September, October. We haven't got the proper date.
Okay.
But at the moment, our challenge is seashores. Yeah.
Okay.
That's our challenge for the month.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can get some beautiful ideas from the ocean, can't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna go get some beach sand.
Uh-huh.
And mosaic the waves.
Yes.
And I got a little bottle that I'm going to put that sticking out of the sand.
Okay.
With a letter in the bottle.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to follow your progress for this competition, can we do that?
Yeah. Just go to Queen Bee Hiring and Mosaics.
Queen Bee Hiring and Mosaics. Okay.
Yeah. All my work is on there.
Okay.
I did have Instagram, but I'm not any good with that because I just did some of those wings for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to somebody else. It was supposed to be on my Instagram. So my daughter said, "Mom, please.
Stop using Instagram.
Stop using Instagram. You're going to send them other stuff." So I'm only on Facebook.
Sadly, we are out of time. Can you believe it? Yep. That half an hour went so quickly.
Wow.
Don't lean back.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for giving. I know your time is precious, so I really appreciate you taking this half an hour to be with us. And hopefully we've inspired some people. Oh, I've got a whole lot of ads popping up here now. Hopefully we have inspired a whole lot of people to go and give this a try.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't mind giving anyone advice if
they
go to your call.
No, okay. I wouldn't.
All right. Okay. So, folks, thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much. Take care. So, folks, if you want to give it a try, then why not? Just go and get a small little starter kit and just see how you go with it. And if you get inspired to do bigger and better things, then Wendy's your go-to person right here in the Valley. She's located in Sun Valley and really appreciate her coming in.